Hello, everybody. Matt Medley here with the Wisconsin Sports Show. It is November 9th, 2022. And thanks for tuning in. This is where you can get all of your Wisconsin sports takes in 20 minutes or less. Or your Charlie Behrens is free. He's got us. He's got us down. Hilarious, hilarious. Good to see him do well. Entertainment industry, tough gig, buddy. So, shout out to Charlie Behrens, keeping it real for all the Wisconsin folks. Today, I will talk, of course, about the Green Bay Packers, mostly. But I'll start, because I like to start in a good mood, end on a bad mood. You all tune in to hear the anger. Don't lie. You'd rather have that than... We've got plenty of anger today. But I'll start with the positives and I'll roll through it very quickly. Bucks not even in full strength. Still not in full strength. No Middleton, no Connaughton. Doesn't matter. I'd imagine when Middleton comes back, maybe they sit Giannis more, or maybe they don't. It seems like he wants to win the MVP, which means he'll have to play a certain amount of games and not do the LeBron thing quite yet. It's like, save up for the playoffs. He's 28. We can run him into the ground at this point. But they finally lost to the Hawks in Atlanta. Not worried about that. You're not worried about it. I'm not. This is a long season, and we got plenty of time to go, and that, in Atlanta, that's fine. They got hot. It's going to happen. That's a playoff team. Up next, Thunder, Spurs, and Hawks. Not many marquee matchups early for the Bucks. I mean, it's nice to be 9-1, but also it's nice to play some good competition every once in a while. Yeah, so somebody step it up. We're getting bored over here in Milwaukee with a New York accent. So anything else? I mean, defense, Brooks solves everything. Another 7-footer who is a veteran, who knows this defense, who can stick with it, who's been through some playoffs, some seasons with this group, they gel. And when Brooks in there, it helps. And when he's not, and obviously, we're seeing the data, folks, right in front of us. Lopez is an absolute gotta keep healthy, has to be in there. Because it is interesting, he does, in certain playoff games, he's a tough guy to keep in there at the end of the games. We saw it sometimes. But when the season is going on, and it is a Tuesday night, a Wednesday night, for example, today, playing Oklahoma City early in the season, it's really nice to have Brook Lopez out there because he's a smart veteran 7-footer. So we'll see. You know the national press is just like slurping the team when they're just nitpicking three-pointers, which are way down. I'd really like Grayson Allen to be the sharpshooter that we thought he was. Or is he not a sharpshooter and he is a fucking streak-in-the-pants shooter, which I do not... I'd love to trade him. So, anyways, outside... I know people are begging for outside shooting, but... God, it's a headache. So, that's it on the Bucks, right? That's it. Happy to see Brook Lopez. And Brook Lopez is, once again, our Wisconsin Sports Person of the Week. I'm not ripping on you, Brook. You had to get benched in that Atlanta game. Atlanta series, specifically, I remember, towards the end of the games. Weird PJ Tucker got in there. But we got plenty of time to figure it out. And starting off 9-1 certainly helps, but nothing's happened yet. I think that's it. God, see some of these games, even though, again, early in the season, some of these might be a little bit of snoozies, but they do get the Hawks revenge at the end there. And then Cleveland Cavaliers, which is a good matchup, is a fun matchup as well. Very fun stuff. Listen, I don't want to go to the Packers stuff. You make me. Oh, God damn it. The worst got worse, and I'm not talking about politics, which mirror this Packers season. A loss to the Lions. So a loss to the Lions the past 30 years pretty much has meant that math has caught up to us. Like, the Packers have won 8 in a row. You can't possibly win 9, right? It's just math. Sometimes they've beaten us. There's been weird years. There's been an injury season where maybe they snuck one in here. I know that some folks are beat up. Doobs left the game. Doobie doobie doos. I did not make it back. I mean, all that aside, this was a pretty full strength team, folks. This was the worst full strength team to lose to the Lions. This is not great. Aaron doesn't have it anymore. I mean, it's a combo of things. Listen, we just had an election. I'm exhausted. Debating all this. I mean, it is not one simple answer. That's why I think when people freak out about trades, gotta trade. Well, just hold on a fucking second, because it's probably like 7 things. And certainly one of them is Aaron does not have it anymore. Listen, he's better than 20 quarterbacks in the league. I'll give you that. I'll put him in the top, maybe 18, but he's not top 10. He's not, he's far removed from MVP. He's not making the throws, folks. So thumb, I don't know. He's playing with his fucking thumb. Ugh. Favre used to do that when he got a little hurt. Oh my God. They threw the pick. So I'm going through the whole game, you motherfuckers. This was a weird one. This was one of the weirdest games I think I've ever witnessed. And it was the Packers season all in one fucking game. We're in the middle we're in the middle of the season, right? We're playing the Lions. The Lions are not having one of those, hey, they might be pretty good. They at least have Calvin or anything. They're really bad. Last in defense. It doesn't get any easier than this. And it's a 9 spot. And I'll go through why. Let's do it. Oh, God. So Lions get the ball first and they just march down the field. So our defense just takes a second to adjust. What I learned also, I did unfortunately go through this game a second time to prep for this fucking podcast. So the things I do for you, because that is not recommended, but oh God. Lions march down the field. They do barely not break on a 4th-and-2. They're able to stop Goff. Okay, fine, good. Lions offense is actually okay. So we'll see. So I just have a thing about bend not break defenses. So they were great at that. Packers have always been great at bend but not break defenses, right? So they stopped Goff on 4th down. Great. Everything's right in the world. Here we go. Go, Pack, go. Packers roll down right back off the field. And then there's a weird Rodgers. He just throws in the back of a fucking guy's head. We've watched Rodgers for decades now. I've never seen that. He's had some batted balls when the guy's like arms are up. What was that? That's not good. That's not a good sign. Did he think that he still had the arm strength to pop it over that guy? Was he just really that inaccurate with the pass? Because it goes bloopity up in the air and an end zone interception, a rare Aaron Rodgers thing happens. And it happens. And it was very weird is the first one. We got plenty more to go. How long do I have left? I'm right in the middle. I got 10 minutes. I'm going to take a sip because we got more interceptions. We got more interceptions to get to. Okay, fine. You know what happens? No harm is done. The defense steps up. Packers are cool. And everything's right. Again, this was an emotional game. It was all over the place. Packers are back. No problem. We're on the attack. Oh, fourth and goal. Okay. Running backs. My bad. No, not Aaron. I had a feeling going into this one he was going to try to get a couple TDs. Aaron tries a pass. He had him. The throw was shitty. We saw it. You know, we've seen it in our nightmares ever since. And it was embarrassing, dude. So, I did we skip? I'm starting to think that we just skipped right to, is this, he just doesn't have it. And we'll see some flashes of it here from time to time. I got some, you know, Aaron Rodgers does some cool throws coming up. And they have moved the ball. That's the thing. He was hitting people. It was pretty good. And then these weird, like, what the fuck was that? Just run it. Just run it. And then you can bitch like, oh, I wanted a throw. Like, oh, God. So he throws the weird underthrown ball who is going to be. Yeah. So I never want to think about this game again. So I'm immediately forgetting about it when I go through these notes. Oh, God, where the F was I? Oh, the Packers defense stops him again. Okay, so again, it's like, all right, still second quarter. Two, like, a couple weird things have happened. Like, we're good, right? So Packers are rolling down. Oops, a second down, huge sack. They have a huge third and 17, a little bubble screen to Jones, and they get it to fourth and three. So it's like, all right, great. Fourth and three, we got some options here. Now, people who do listen to the podcast, thank you so much. I know you probably don't take exact notes, but one of the frustrating things about this guy, Aaron Rodgers, this year, and it's been something, I'm not a football person. I do this podcast from a fun fan perspective because I enjoy it. And I've noticed this, and it's really, really, really jagged me. And Aaron has gone for it so many times this year on fourth down. He's gone for the long pass. No, get the first down on fourth down. Come on. He's done this many times. It almost seems like each week I've freaking said it. We don't have a deep threat. You have receivers who are effing freaked out. I don't know why I'm not even swearing. I'm so mad that I'm not swearing. That's how mad I am. This is the maddest I ever been because I'm not even swearing. Oh my God, you fucking idiot. Fourth and three. You're old. You're an old man. You're smart. And you have two great running backs, just like we experienced at the 1 yard line in the fucking weird underthrown play. This is just another example. Like, dude, just get the first down. So, ladies and gentlemen, that brings us to the Lions' first TD. We are at halftime, folks. That was the first half. Fourth downs galore. Interceptions galore. The worst ranked defense. Oh my God. 15 seconds to go. Lions score the first TD. Packers fuck up on special teams. Everybody now. They fuck up on special teams every time. I'll write a song because, again, that's another theme of these things. At least one fuck up on special teams. So Roughing the kicker on an extra point, don't even need to do it, you know. It's kind of stupid, pretty stupid. And the Lions win for two. They get it. It is 8-0 at halftime. So, okay, I got 5 minutes left, folks. Just acknowledge that first half. Just sink in it for a second. I got another glass of water. Oh, God. All right, so it's 8-0. So, Lions come out. Alexander with a huge pick. The defense is... Hello, people. Not playing too bad. So, Alexander gets the pick. We're thinking, great. Again, we can do this. Go, Pack, go. We got it. It's fine. Rodgers immediately throws a pick. A fucking third and just stupid pick. Just a stupid garbage pick. Oh, my God. Forcing it. And just, again, is he thinking he could still make these throws and he can't? Like, is that the stage? Oh, third one, basically in the end zone, which is insane. I mean, that's three. Like, things like that don't happen in any football game, let alone to Rodgers usually. So finally we get to the time where the Green Bay Packers score. Lazard gets it. Again, the Packers defense, they hold. Lazard scores a TD. And unfortunately, this is when the defense does not hold. And the Lions come right back down. Score a TD. 15-6. Oh, because the Packers didn't score a two-point conversion. Sorry I missed that, everybody. Oh, so they're two scores down. Okay, they're in the fourth quarter. They are two scores. It is 9 points. I'm here to help you with math. 9 fucking points. The Packers could not score over 9 points against the Lions. So there's a whole fourth quarter. My mindset is okay. Everything's okay. They'll beat them. They got time. Now, this happened in the last game as well. And it's another theme. Maybe I should write down these themes. Why weren't they rushing? I mean, I guess the answer is that they don't have enough continuity to do a quicker offense. But they were taking their sweet ass fucking time getting down the field because they started the quarter with the ball and it's like, great, two scores, they can do it. They kicked a field goal at 6:30. That is 9 minutes of a drive that they kicked the field goal. Two scores down. Do you guys want to hurry it up a little bit? Do you want to, you know, win the game? Have enough time to win the game? No. So defense stops at 2:40. Again, great job. 4 minutes off the clock. We're good. Rodgers hits a pass at 55 seconds. Okay. So again, it's like, we could do this after all this shit. We could have a Packers. We've seen it. We've seen Rodgers beat the Lions on a fucking Hail Mary. Like, we can do this, right? Everything is good in the world. Rodgers hits a huge pass down the sidelines. And he fumbles it out of bounds. Okay. Do you remember this, folks? I mean, I got blackout drunk after. I'm kidding. I was drinking during the game, though. Oh, dear God. Do you remember this? This game was fucking crazy. So he fumbles it out of bounds. We have a chance to do this. And fucking turnover on downs. They lose to the Lions. That is basically my time. And so I'll use my last 30 seconds to say, I cannot fucking wait. You thought that this was embarrassing, folks. When we get creamed next week by Mike McCarthy, it can't get lower than this. It is hell. We are in hell right now, okay? And if you think Rodgers is going to fucking retire It's not. He's holding. This is the next 3 years for us. So buckle up and strap him in, folks. Make sure to watch the Bucks games. But more importantly, I'm out of here. Enjoy.